daf. We're going to talk daf, just a few short things, very, very quickly. Today's daf is daf chof. Today's daf chof out, but I want to discuss daf chof. There are a few trivia in yonim. First of all, in this daf, the Gemara tells us that in earlier times, the reason why they were zoiche to miracles is because they were meiser nefesh. And the Gemara says, before the Gemara comes to that conclusion, the Gemara asks, is it because they were bigger talmidei chachamim than we were today? And the Gemara says, no, today we're much greater talmidei chachamim. In ancient times, they only learned one mesechta. They learn mesechta nizakin. So there's a trivia in Yen Rashi here says, what is mesechta nizakin? The Babi Didon. We have three mesechtas: Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. Those three babas were originally part of one mesechta called mesechta nizakin. Let me read you this Gemara. He the Gemara imishum tenuye b'shani derav gezunda Rabbi Yehuda kula tenuye bin nizakin hava. All they learned was nizakin. What is nizakin? So if you would not know otherwise, you would think it means seder nizakin. All of the mesechtas from seder nizakin, which is a long list of mesechtas. But Rashi says lo hayu gedolim b'chol Gemara shal dalit sedarim ella b'tlasa babei. Nizakin means the three babas. Shalanu. Bava Kama, Bava means a gate. The first gate, the middle gate, and the last gate. And therefore, this is a very interesting trip because you make a calculation how many mesechtas are there. So you make out there really 63 mesechtas. But when you combine Bava Kama, Bava Metzim, Bava Bashan to one mesechta, you knock off two. Okay, then you have to figure out there are more things too, but that's a very important piece of trivia which is found here explicitly on Daf Chaf, Mesechta Brachas, and with the Rashi. Rashi explains that Mesechta and Nezokin are three mesechtas put together, Kama, Mitzi, and Basra. Okay, the next thing. What?
What Gemara
is that? You're looking at? Brachas. Our Gemara here. Brachas. Mesechta Brachas. Okay, now the Gemara talks about the Nashim Apata from Tzilin. This is a beautiful word I once heard. Nashim Apata from Tzilin. Could be I told you this to you once. Women are exempt from wearing tefillin. Why? Because it's misaseh shazman grama. But we do find that there were women, there's a legend that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. Okay, I don't know my Michal. The Gemara says explicitly that Michal Bashohul wore tefillin. What's the pshat? Why did Michal Bashohul wear tefillin? So I once heard a beautiful answer. The Gemara tells us that Michal Bashohul was one of the few, I think there were four, I don't remember the Gemara in detail, one of the four most beautiful women in the world. There was never will be a woman that was as beautiful as Michal Bashohul. And the Gemara tells us that if a woman, Megillah, if a man would see her, he would immediately sin. He would immediately become tamei because of her exquisite beauty. That's the intensity of her beauty. So I saw once in the safe, this is someone who, that's why she wore tefillin. Not because she wanted to wear tefillin, she wanted to be like men and wear tefillin. She's exempt. What are tefillin? V'rohu kol ame haaretz, ki shem Hashem nikro lecho v'yodu mimeka. Tefillin bring out yirah shamayim. Michal had a problem. When she walked in the street, when a man would see her, he would be led to sin because of her beauty. In order to counteract, to serve as an antidote to her beauty, to the man, to prevent the man from coming lidei avera, she wore tefillin. And when they would see the tefillin, they would be inspired, of course, with her kedusha, not just where anyone who wears tefillin is not going to work. It has to be a person that has kedusha. When you wear tefillin, it brings a glow of Yirah Shamayim. So the Yirah Shamayim V'ro Kol Amres Ki Shem Hashem Nikro Lecha would counteract the danger of her beauty. That's why she would wear. It's a very interesting idea. Okay, the Gemara talks about Arvas. The Gemara, I'm running out of time.
What?
With the bracha. Just because a person is exempt from a mitzvah, if you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha. Of course, with a bracha.
Yeah, women make
a. You're getting into another discussion. There are opinions that say that a mitzvah woman does not mechuyev to do. She doesn't make a bracha. Lulav and Eshuk. The minig Ashkenaz, I don't know about it. The minig Ashkenaz is a woman makes a bracha on lulav and Eshuk. Oh, but she's patur. Sazman grama.
Sukkah also.
Our minhag among Ashkenazim is that women make brachas. You're right, there are opinions, I agree, there are definitely opinions, that it's not common, that a woman does not make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev min haTorah. You're right. But that's not common among us, among our minhagim. I don't even think among Sfardim. Everyone, women make brachas. But you're right, there are groups that do not make brachas. Now let's go to another, this is a very interesting idea, Arvos. Arvos, we have, the Gemara tells us an example, that this is a very fascinating idea that women are a woman is only chayav to make Birchas HaMazon b'derabbanan. The Gemara is a dilemma. If a woman is chayav to recite Birchas HaMazon, why in the world would a woman be exempt from reciting Birchas HaMazon? It's not a mitzvah says she'azman grama. So Rashi tells us something amazing because it says the v'chalta v'sivot v'rach Hashem lokech al ha'aretz hatoiva asher nosan loch. Did Hashem give land to women? No. The land was divided only among the men. The land of Eretz Yisrael was not divided among the women. Even Benos Slavcha, they took a portion. What? Locht means it means the Klal Yisrael. It refers. Okay, but look in the Pesukim. I don't know the answer. But when you look in the Torah, the land was given to men. It was not given to women. If it was not given to women, they're not shaykh. There's a svara to say they're exempt. The Gemara has this dilemma, and the Gemara does not answer. The Gemara has a tzad to say women are exempt from saying birchas. Let's say they're not. Even if they're not chayiv midrabanan, they cannot be moitzi a man. Since a man's obligation is min haTorah, and a woman's obligation is only midrabanan, a woman is only chayiv midrabanan, she cannot be moitzi a man min haTorah. It's a very big problem. Problem is that let's discuss two men. Let's make it one man only ate a kazayis. He's not satisfied. Another man ate a full meal. He's satisfied. The man who may ate a full meal is chayav min haTorah, and the man who may ate a partial meal that's not satisfied, just ate a kazayis, is only chayav to bench midrabanan. Can the one that's only chayav to bench midrabanan, can he be moitzi the person who's chayav to bench min haTorah? Absolutely. Call Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. Even though you're only chayiv midrabanan and your friend is chayiv min haTorah, you can be made better. Even if you potel lagamri, you didn't bench. You didn't eat. You did not eat altogether and your friend ate and he does not know how to recite the bracha. There are opinions that you can be moitzi because of arvos. We're all responsible one for the other, and I certainly, if I only chayiv midrabanan, I can be moitzi my friend lechatchila who's chayiv min haTorah. So why should women be different? If a woman, even on the tzad, to say that a woman is potter from birchas hamazon min haTorah because a woman is not a yoresh, she did not inherit the land. Even benos slavcha, they got land they only got from their father. They did not get a portion in their own right. So why then can a woman be moitzi? What about the Levim? It's a side question. What about the Levim? The Levim and the Kohanim also did not get land. And Farshim is Kasha. But the Cheskel, it says that when Mashiach will come, then they will get land. So Al Shem Ha'asit, a Kohen and Levi, when they bench, it's an amazing Chiddush, when they bench, they're Chayiv min haTorah to bench, even though they did not get land at the Yerush of Eretz Yisrael, because they will get land in the future. So it's Al Shem Ha'asit. Go back to our question. From here, our question.
Are you looking for the Kohen to bench?
It's a mitzvah, the kiddushin, correct. But why the chayif? But going back to our question, here the Dugal Mervavis is a tremendous chiddush. This is an incredible chiddush. There's a nogi halacha lemaisa that women are not an arvus. Just because women are chayiv mitzvos, there are mitzvos which they're chayiv min haTorah, there are mitzvos that are only chayiv midrabanan, and gezuntehe, they can do it all they want, but when a woman is only chayiv in a mitzvah, which is not chayiv min haTorah in a mitzvah, if she's only chayiv in a mitzvah midrabanan, she's not included in the din of arvos. A man that's potter from the mitzvah, who's only chayiv midrabanan, can be might see another man that's chayiv min haTorah, but not a woman. A woman is nice, see the Ferish in the Gemara. The Gemara tells over here that a woman can, and where does it come from? So he brings a right from a Gemara, the Gemara, that when the Gemara talks at Matan Torah, it says only there in the Gemara, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, 600,000 people became Arevim Zeh Lo Zeh. Why did the Gemara only focus on 600,000? There were 3 million people. There were 600,000 men between 20 and above. But when you count the women and you count people below 20 years old, there were 3 million. Why did it say 600,000? Because we're in Echanami, the women are not in the din of Arvos. It's a very, very big Chiddush. Okay, now let me tell you another story. Very, very interesting. The Gemara can tell you another short little var from the Shlah. This is an incredible Yisoyit, a Chiddush. The discourse to show goes to show how far an Amin goes. We have the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan would go and would stand outside the mikvah when women would go to mikvah. So when they come out of the mikvah, they should look at him. The first thing a woman sees, we learned this when we did the Medrash Eila Eskra. Remember we learned Eila Eskra, we discussed this, about the Indian of coming out of the mikvah, that the woman should look at someone that's beautiful in order that they should have beautiful children. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, he was a beautiful person, he had beautiful children. They came from the woman who looked at something beautiful when she came out of the mikvah. She looked at El Yohanan appeared to her when she came out of the mikvah, so that she should look at something beautiful. The minig bizman hazeh, I think they say, is that women, they look to Shemayim. When they come out of the mikvah, the first thing they do is they look up to Shemayim as a zechef elio in order to mekayim this gemara. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to go to the mikvah, outside the mikvah. Women come out, they should look at him first and she have beautiful children. So the shlah, okay, I don't know, it doesn't say this in the gemara, but the shlah says this. Rabbi Yochanan really had another reason in mind. So he stood outside the mikvah, so he should hear the women make the brachos in the mikvah. And he should answer amen. Because ruba de ruba in the mikvah, people are not dressed. And when the woman, when she makes her bracha in the mikvah, before she's toivel in the mikvah, there's no one to answer amen. And a bracha, in order for the bracha to have the full toikif of a bracha, that it should be effective in helping the woman being mitare herself, so that now when she's with her husband, she should be in a pure state of tahara, and she should have beautiful children. It's the deeper meaning of beautiful children. Of course, they should look at him, but look at a beautiful person. But a woman is only mutter to be with her husband after she is mitare herself. And tahara means going to the mikvah. But to sanctify the process of going to the mikvah, you make a bracha. You make a bracha. But a bracha is only complete when someone answers amen to the bracha. Gadol ha'ina amen yoyse min ha'mevarech. The one that answers amen, you say bracha, you say Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. The one that answers says neman, kel melech neman, emuna. So Yochanan would stand outside the mikvah in order to answer amen to the woman's bracha. Now the bracha is a much greater bracha. If the bracha is much greater, her tahara, her process of purity in the mikvah is much greater. If her purity is much greater, when she'll be with her husband and now conceive, the child will be a beautiful child. Beautiful in the purity, in kedusha, in for Klal Yisrael. So that's the deeper meaning of what it means. He stood outside the mikvah. So when women come out, they should look at them, they should have beautiful children. It means the beauty of tahara, he can answer to the bracha that she made in the mikvah to elevate the entire process. It's a very beautiful, I think it's a very powerful, beautiful var from the Shlah.
If it is so white, they didn't make any room behind of the mikveh that men go there.
It's not tznius. Bizman hazeh, we can't do this.
It's a doctor's way.
Bizman hazeh, if a man would do this, he would be in jail in 2 minutes. It's not for us today.
Minds will catch you.
Okay, this is not for us today. This is some time of the Gemara. Okay, one more svara. Okay, this is a very just interesting svara. The Gemara says, here's the Shaila. Here's a very simple Shaila. This is a Yesoi. Take out of today's daf. It's a Yesoi to remember for Cholot HaRukula. The Gemara says that a woman, the Gemara does not have an answer. The Gemara has no conclusion. There's a woman chayv in Birchas HaMazon. There's no answer. The Gemara has a dilemma. It says the Mishnah Shema Chayv. Dilemma of the Gemara. Are the chayv min HaTorah or the chayv mid Rabbanan? The Mishnah doesn't tell us. Deraisa derabanan. The Gemara has a dilemma. Maybe deraisa derabanan. Maybe the deraisa. It's not zman grama. But maybe it's only mid derabanan because they did not receive a chaluk in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has no answer. There is no answer. So every time a woman makes a bracha benches bizman hazeh, it's a suffix if she's deraisa derabanan. Question is: let's say a woman does not know. Let's go to a man. A man eats lunch, a good real good lunch. He's really 3 pieces of pizza. Okay, he has a deli sandwich. He's satisfied. The achalt of his savat, he overeats. He's more than satisfied. And he doesn't remember if he benched. I just don't remember. I just don't remember one of those days. I don't remember if I benched. Is he mechuyev to go back to the restaurant and bench again? Absolutely. Go back to the restaurant and bench. It's a suffik bracha, suffik d'oraisa. Suffik d'oraisa. Not the bottom of the slice.
No, you, this way, it overcomes the suffik.
But you have to. But you have to make another bracha rishayna. I don't know the bracha. We have to see. I hear what you're saying. She has the shah. What about a woman? A woman has the same exact. She eats. She eats lunch. Whatever she eats, she has a suffix that I bench and not bench. Does she bench again? So luchar, you can say, well, it's a suffix bracha levatola. Since so, it's a suffix chasek seika. Number one is she chayiv mina toiro. She chayiv midra banan. And if she, even if she's chayiv mina toiro, maybe she already benched. So Chora, if you'd follow the rules of Halacha, you would say that if a woman has a suffix, if she benched, then now she should be potter from reciting Birchas Hamazon. That's what you would say, because it's a seik seika, it's a double suffix. So the answer is no. A woman, this is you said, a woman is chayiv to bench. Why? The only time you say suffix brachos lahakel are by brachos dirabana. Because a bracha, who required you to make this bracha? The Rabbanan required you. Heim amru, veheim amru. They said make the bracha. They also said that if you're not sure if you made the bracha, don't just be moitzi shem shemayim levatola misafik. Don't make another bracha. We are the ones who have required you to make the bracha. Built into our requirement for you to make the bracha is a safety clause that in case you're not sure, you don't have to say the bracha, because we don't want to be responsible for a person saying Hashem Hashem for no reason. They instituted the bracha. They also gave you the power not to say the bracha when you have a safik. But when it comes to a suffix d'oraisa, maybe minatoyra, the woman is chayef to bench. Maybe she is chayef to bench minatoyra. The Gemara has a dilemma. There is no answer. So if you're chayef to bench, it's not the Rabbanan who are telling her to bench. It's the Torah that's telling her to bench. And now the woman doesn't know, did I bench, did I not bench? The Rabbanan have no power to free her from her obligation on the tzai that it's a d'oraisa. Just because the suffix if she's chayiv, but since there is indeed a real possibility that if she is chayiv min atayra, there is a 50% possibility, the Rabbanan have no power to tell, oh, you don't have to do it. If you're chayiv, you have to do it no matter what, no matter how many sveikas you have. So therefore, the halach is, if a woman has a suffix if she benched, she has to bench again. And you can't go say it's a suffix. A suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. And don't go tell me over here it's a suffix, maybe you're chayiv min ha-toyra, maybe not chayiv. But exactly on the tzad that you are chayiv min ha-toyra, we can't do anything for you. We can only help you in our takanos. So it's a very interesting way of looking at things, not to get swept up in seksekas and suffix. There are certain things which are so essential, the Rabbanan can help you. You have to follow the rules. So that's very important to sort of take out of this daf. Any other quick thing I have over here? No, that's the Rabbanan. That's not a deraisa. And I think one a very, very short vart. It says here that the Rabbanan, they recite Hashem, so I'm going to show my Jewish people favor. Yisa Hashem ponav elech of Yosim. Why? It's not fair. Hashem doesn't take bribes. Hashem doesn't show favoritism. So Hashem says, I shouldn't show them favor? Look, they're medaktik hechmiru al atzman. They're only mechuyev to bench if they're satisfied. But yet they bench even if they only eat a kazayis or a beitza. So therefore, they are machmir on themselves. They show me favoritism. So therefore, I'm going to show them favoritism. So there's a very nice deek in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hein hechmiru al atzmon. Why does it say in the Gemara al atzmon upon themselves? All the Gemara needed to say was him echmiru, the machmir. They bench even if they only eat a kazayis or a beitza. So the answer is they only machmir on themselves. The Torah says v'ochalta v'sovah, to eat and be satisfied and then bless Hashem. I'm not satisfied. I only ate a kazayas, a teeny morsel. I'm not satisfied. But no, I'll be machmir. But when it comes to others, it says about the poor, the ani, the evyon, the ger, the ochlu bisharecha visaveyu. They will eat in your gates and they'll be satisfied. So they say, oh, I'll just give the ani, the poor man, a kazayas. I'll give you a little morsel of bread. No. That's all part of the drasha. Hashem says, for when it comes to themselves, they're machmir. Even though they're not satisfied, they bench Hashem. But when it comes to others, when it comes to not atzmam, when it comes to others, to the poor, when the Torah says, the achlu bisharecha visaveyu, and they shall be satisfied, the machmir. They make sure they give the poor enough food to be fully satisfied, not just to give him his kazayas. That's all part of why Hashem says, I shouldn't show them favor. For themselves, they're machmir. But for others, for themselves, they eat a kazayas. But for others, they go all the way and they give them the full measure. Okay, have a nice day.